Hachette Audio presents Maybe This Time, written by Jennifer Snow, read by Andy Arndt. To my husband, Reagan, who has come to terms with the fact there will always be pictures of other hot men hanging on my office wall, and every date night will involve me saying, "Hang on, I have to write this down." Your love and support amaze me. Chapter 1. Of all the mistakes she'd made in her 29 years, Abigail hoped her decision to move back to Glenwood Falls wouldn't be the biggest one. The silent treatment she'd received from her daughter on the exhausting 15-hour drive from California to Colorado made her think that maybe it was. She waved to Danny from the sidewalk as the school bus pulled away from the curb, but her 9-year-old ignored her. Great. As the bus rounded the corner, Abigail pulled her cardigan tighter around her and turned to walk back toward her family home. The mid-September mountain breeze felt even cooler to her, having spent so many fall seasons living in sunny Los Angeles, where the palm trees and green grass never gave way to the gold and red leaves crunching beneath her feet as she walked. The wind blew her long blonde hair across her eyes, and she tucked it behind her ears. The sunshine reflected off of her solitaire diamond ring, nestled safely next to the platinum wedding band that used to hold a promise of forever. She'd have to take them off soon. She probably should have already. Dean's wedding band had been sitting on the nightstand on his side of the bed for almost 10 months. Some people had an easier time letting go and moving on. She took a deep breath as she opened the front door. The smell of coffee and blueberry pancakes greeted her.